You know, 2024 has been the best year for the Dedunking Channel yet. I mean, I got to meet Graham Hancock, I got to meet Joe Rogan, I got to meet Jimmy Corsetti, I got to meet Randall Carlson, got to meet Matt Bell, I got to meet a whole slew of you guys in person. I got to meet quite a few other people, like Chris Dunn, and a whole, I can't even list them all, that I got to meet on podcasty, live streams, whatever you want to call it. I've had a lot of fun this year, man. It's been amazing. I started the year at something like 8,000, 10,000 subscribers, something like that. And I'm ending the year at almost 87,000 subscribers. It's been nuts. And on top of all of that, I feel like I'm actually making an impact. Like I am I'm not just over here making YouTube videos that people watch and go, man, that was pretty fun. Thanks, dude. Have a nice day. I feel like that some of the stuff that I'm doing is actually, is making some waves out there. So, you know, this has been a great year, but there has been a few things that are not ideal. All right. Some things that have happened this year kind of suck. And like, you can read the title or the thumbnail, whichever one I put it in, and see that, well, you know, my boy Milo Rossi ain't my boy no more. And that does make me sad. I'll be straight up honest with you. It's like the old well hath been poisoned kind of thing. And it is frustrating, but I'm not going to go off screaming and yelling about it as typical in Dan fashion. I'm going to keep my cool, but I am a little saddened by it. I do want to spend some time talking about that, but that's not the only thing we will be discussing, because this year has been way more good than bad. So, hi, my name's Dan. Welcome to Dedunking. In case you can't notice, we're driving in a car, and much to my father's chagrin, it's not illegal to drive at night with the light on inside the cab, so here we are. Hope all the cops don't think I'm rolling a joint when they see me looking at you. Anyway, my whole thing with poor Milo, which is very sad, I'll be straight up honest, it is very sad. We communicated a lot about, ever since I started making videos, you know, but my very first video, well, here's what he had to say. When I made my very first video and I emailed it to him on Instagram, and when he watched it, this is what he said in his next video.
But most of his supporters who ended up watching my video just ended up seeing it as a personal attack, with only one real notable exception. I had a man reach out to me on Instagram named Dan, who uses the username Dedunking, excellent username, by the way, to tell me that he had made a response video about me. And I watched it, and it was great. He's as snide and snarky as I am, but looks like what I'd look like if I could actually grow a full beard and didn't know what an electric razor was. And I talked with him for a while on Instagram, and he was really nice. It was very refreshing to be able to talk to someone who I disagree with, but are still able to actually have a discussion.
So you can see, even though the lad didn't agree with me, he at least has some respect, right? Well, it seems like that has flown the cuckoo's nest. No longer does he have respect for me anymore. And this is entirely related to the whole Flint Dibble debacle, which, for those of you who aren't aware, the three or four of you watching this channel that don't realize, Flint Dibble was on the Joe Rogan channel debating Graham Hancock, and he lied through his teeth, and I exposed a lot of it, and ever since then, archaeologists have been in love with me. So, Milo and Flint and I, well, there was a little love triangle there, right? I don't love Flint and Flint don't love me, but we were both friends with Milo. And me being me, I didn't fill Milo's ear with shit because I know, all right? I mean, this is Milo's channel is not a pseudoscience channel. It's not a pro-Graham Hancock channel. He complains about Graham Hancock. He takes shots at Graham Hancock. So, it's clear that, you know, which side his bread's buttered is not the same side that I'm on, right? So I get it. But I was respectful in the regards that I just filled, you know, I'm not going to fucking fill your ear with stuff, Milo. The deal is Flint lied. I can prove it. I've got receipts. I'm not going to sit here and hammer away at it. Flint, however, did hammer away at it. Flint consistently went to Milo, other people as well, going to Milo saying, "Can you see what Dan said on Twitter? Do you see what Dan said to this guy? Did you see what Dan said in this video?" Which is fine. The thing is they take it out of context or they remove the stuff that they said to me. And so, at any rate, Milo ended up with, we and him had a conversation, a Zoom chat. And during that Zoom chat, it was obviously not recorded, and we discussed, you know, not doing we were planning on doing like a live stream type thing together, and we discussed not doing that for a while because, you know, everything was up in smoke after the whole Flint Dibble debacle. Everybody's arguing, everybody's fighting, so no reason for the two of us to get together and and talk right now and just piss off both of our followers. That was the mutually agreed upon position. So, fast forward a little while, and he shares, Flint Dibble makes a response to my video, basically calling him out for lying. And, Milo shared that video, which is fine. I don't have a problem with him using his platform to share his buddy's stuff, right? But he said that Flint was defending himself against lies, and being that I'm the person that was saying these things, that would make me the liar, which I was not very chill with, because literally about a month before that, I had made a video where Graham Hancock had hosted on his channel a thing by, I'm having a hard time remembering her name right now. I'm going to put it on the screen though. Heidi something or other. And she did a great Holly Lasco Skinner. That's what her name is. She did this great piece on Milo showing how, according to him and David Miano's own metrics, Milo wouldn't be considered an archaeologist. He would, in fact, be considered a pseudo-archaeologist, which is a pretty, you know, it's a pretty good hit piece, right? And it was, it's solid. And as a matter of fact, when I did my video on it, I even had to just enter full apologist mode. I even said, I'll just be the Milo Rossi apologist here. I don't think the boy would hold two mutually exclusive positions at once. But that's not how Milo handled it when the same kind of shit went on his side. When one of the big people on his team comes to him, he's happy to call me a liar. You know, he's there's no apologism. There's no benefit of the doubt. He just throws me straight into the bus without even watching my content on it, mind you. He just takes Flint's word for it. And we even discussed some of this in DMs. I'd point out to him, I'm like, hey, man, Flint's lying when he says that I accused him of handling Indigenous bones, full stop. Watch the fucking video, man. That's not how it is. There's a reason that I do the things that I do, the way that I do them, and the reason that I word the things that I word, the way that I word them. Fuck. But no, it didn't matter. So at the end of the day, Milo ends up telling me that, like, he feels like he made a mistake ever sharing my content to begin with. And let's be honest, right? When I first started, you know, when you first start on YouTube, man, it can be pretty brutal, especially if what you're doing is kind of niche, like what I'm doing. So I had 7 subscribers, I think it was, when Milo shared my video. And at the end of that day, I had like 300. So yeah, I mean, I appreciate him, and I do definitely remember what he did for me. And that's why this makes me sad, because this is one of my first good memories of doing the YouTube thing, was Milo Rossi being awesome with me. But that's not what is happening now. Now Milo is very much of the opinion that, he unfollowed me even on Instagram when I pointed out to him that as long as, like he said, that we're, you know, he's disappointed that he feels like I'm not interested in reaching across the aisle. And I said, I am interested in reaching across the aisle to archaeologists, but I'm not interested in reaching across the aisle to people that are going to platform the SAA when this is the kind of shit that they're doing. If they're going to be all political about it, as they're a scientific organization, if you're going to support guys like Flint Dibble when he's lying to thousands, to millions, then I don't, like, there's not a whole lot of a compromise to be had there, dude. I'm just going to, you suck. You're fucking platforming dog shit humans. And then you're like, why don't you want to work with these dog shit humans? I'm like, well, fuck, they're dog shit. Jesus. Anyway, so it sucks because now, you know, Milo is no longer want to be my friend, and we can no longer talk and no longer hang out, I guess. And we'll see what happens now, because there won't be a whole lot more apologist stuff anymore. I have seen his, that's a little two-faced in my opinion, man. That was pretty two-faced, actually, to just basically fucking call me a liar. So anyway, he sucks. Screw you, Milo. You hurt my feelings and you smell like poop. But even more important is Flint Dibble is the fucking reason that all this happened. And we know that. Flint is going to Milo and whispering in his ear, just like Flint went to Mr. Anonymous Ice Core Specialist and whispered in his ear, just like Flint goes to everyone I try to communicate with and whispers in their ear and says, Dan's a bad person. You don't want to work with him. If you do, I'll never try to work with you again. And that's, you know, he can do that kind of stuff if he wants. I promise I won't take it personal, Flint. But anyway, that's the bad stuff that's happened this year. And that's really minimal. You know, I've lost some friends that were fucking archaeologists, and that sucks. But if you're a 50... Look, man, I still call out Billy Carson when he sucks. You can find me right now on Twitter just yesterday arguing with that Marcel French guy that likes to pretend that he has the secret to the freaking world's geopolymers solved, and that every fucking big rock in the world, Mount St. Helens, geopolymers, according to Marcel. Not literally, but he's almost that bad. I mean, he's got some pretty goddamn big rocks out there that he calls geopolymers, and he'll consider tooling marks. That doesn't mean that it wasn't a geopolymer. So anyway, that guy sucks, and I'll yell about him, even though he's technically, if you want to split this community down the middle, he would be on my side, but he's not, because he's full of shit, and I don't care what quote-unquote side you're supposed to be on. If you're full of shit, you ain't on my side. I don't have to agree with you. The difference is knowingly being full of shit. Being wrong about something is not the same as knowing you're wrong about something and continuing to say it anyway. One of these I have nothing but disrespect for. The other one I could totally understand. So this is kind of funny to me because, you know, guys like Dave Miano or Milo Rossi or whatever, they will never in a million fucking years call out their own friends. They will never in a million years turn around and say this right here. Flint Dibble did a bad job when he said these bad, wrong things on Joe Rogan. This letter to the Society for American Archaeologists was bad. This statement by John Hoops was bad. They will never in a million years do that shit. But I have no problem doing that. I have no problem calling out people that are quote unquote on my side. So this to me is like, they're going to call me grifter. They're going to call me all kinds of stupid names. And I really don't care. At the end of the day, you can find me arguing with the people that that are supposedly on my side. And that's the thing is, again, I'm about truth. I'm not about like, if you are, or if you do or don't piss off archaeologists, that's really not where my barometer is. But let's talk about some fun things for a little bit, okay? When I got to meet Graham Hancock, that was absolutely amazing. I got Fingerprints of the Gods signed by him, and I got Heaven's Mirror signed by him and Santha. And I've had these books for, like, longer than some of my viewers have been alive, man. I've had these forever. It was amazing. Just getting to talk to the man was just like, I've been reading freaking Graham Hancock stuff since before I was old enough to drink. All right, so that was really cool. Getting to meet Joe Rogan, that was really cool. I mean, holy crap, dude. I've been watching that guy as a jokester and stuff for the longest time. I'm old enough that in my mind, it's like he's comedian, TV personality, then podcaster, and then UFC guy. He's only recently usurped UFC guy with the podcaster in my old ass brain when I just like knee jerk, what is Joe Rogan? My first thing is comedian. I've watched him on news radio and shit like that. He was just funny back in the day, a long time ago. So anyway, it was really cool to meet him because he's another guy that I've been watching him since before I could drink. So that was really awesome. Seeing Randall Carlson was really cool. I'd never, I've watched his stuff on Joe Rogan, and I've watched a lot of his own videos and whatnot, and it was really fun to talk to him. Getting a chance to meet Jimmy Corsetti. God, Jimmy's awesome. You know, I know a lot of people don't like Jimmy, and you know, you might not agree with a lot of what he says. I don't agree with a lot of what he says, but I'll tell you something right now. Me and Jim get along just fine because we both recognize that, like, neither one of us is going to be willingly dishonest. Neither one of us is going to try to throw somebody under the bus for no fucking reason. It's like that mutual respect thing. It's like you don't even have to agree on things to agree on things, if that makes sense. So, Jim's become a really good friend of mine. And I like talking to him a lot. And there's a lot of you guys out there that I do communicate with, behind the scenes. And I enjoy that quite a bit. Milo was one of those, which is what sucks, but no more negativity. This is the new year. My New Year's resolution is until for 45 minutes after the new year, I'm not going to say fuck, not even one time. But maybe I'll go to bed at 12. Let me take a few minutes here really quick to just talk about my fans for a little bit. I love you guys so much. I can't express to you how much I appreciate you. Like the other day, I was at the River Park Square. It's a downtown mall here in Spokane. I'm with my 16-year-old, and I hear "de dunking," and I turn and look, and here's somebody that I've never seen before and he's walking towards me waving. And so I wave back, and then he sees that I'm with my kid, and he stops and he waves and says, "Hey, man, I'm a big fan." And I wave and say, "Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that." And the fact that he acknowledged me in public when I'm walking around like that was crazy to begin with. Just getting yelled at by my screen name is wild. But even more so, the fact that he was like, "I want to talk to this guy, but he's got his kid with him, so I'll back off." Dude, that was fucking cool, man. Thank you. I would have loved to have walked up and chatted with you and shook your hand and spent some time chatting, but with my kid in tow, I'm not going to, for obvious reasons. And I appreciate you getting that. It was just like, I didn't have to explain it. I didn't have to, and that was cool. But in addition to that, so many of you other fans, I mean, my Patreon is got a lot more people on it than I've ever had before. A lot of channel members, people that are commenting all the time, Ko-Fi members even. But I apologize for not being able to respond more to the comments. It's YouTube's stupid-ass comments system makes it impossible to engage in in-depth conversations with more than one or two people at a time. And there's more than one or two of you that make salient comments. And if I start playing favorites like that, it's just like, it gets to be a nightmare. All right. I don't want to. Even if I do play favorites, it's like, we'll end up missing comments because they just don't show up my fucking notifications. And I got too many of them to scroll through. It's not realistic. I have to have time to make videos too. So if you want to really yell at me, come yell at me on Twitter or X or whatever the kids call it nowadays. So that there you will actually sometimes get me to respond. But having said that, you guys really are the reason that this works. You share my stuff. You like my stuff. You promote it. You give me ideas. You send me freaking books and stuff in the mail and shirts and money. I mean, all kinds of stuff. I can't say it enough. You guys have really, like, this last year has been wild. I went from feeling like I started out the year with, like, there's some promise of me actually being able to make this YouTube thing work. And at the end of the year, I'm not just making it work. I feel like I'm actually, it would be very easy for me to just ignore a lot of things and make videos that are about cool big rocks and to do like most of the other people in the alternate history sphere do. And I'm not talking shit about those guys. It's just, I get mad when I see science being defiled, man. And the more intimate I am with that field, the more I like the findings, the more I just like to ponder the stuff that comes out of the field, the more I'm going to be upset when I find out that field's been corrupted. And I'll be damned if archaeology isn't just bleeding with just dripping ideologues where it should be holding scientists. And that isn't, I mean, I don't even know what to say, except for that's not acceptable to me. I will combat that shit. But having said that, like I say, I could just make regular old videos, but I feel like I'm doing something that has an actual impact. And man, that's cool. I'm sorry. That is, to me, that is really cool. That is, it's like, I feel like, you know, more of an impact than just saying, "Hey, check out the pyramids. These are really cool rocks." At the very least, to toot my own horn in that regard. I see that in a lot of videos lately, don't I? To toot my own horn here, I will pretty much guarantee you that the next time that somebody in the archaeological community goes to debate a pseudoscientist in an open platform in public, bet you that my name comes up. And that's kind of fucking cool, man. Can't argue with that. I'm happy that people are a little bit less likely to make videos just taking cheap shots at Graham Hancock without doing their research properly. I'm thrilled with that, to be honest with you, because that's kind of, it was long overdue. And I could make videos like this until I grew old, which would take like -2 days. But instead of making videos like that, and not having them get any traction, I make videos like that and you guys share them and see them and tell me how awesome they are. And like the video I just put out a couple days ago with the open letter, trying to just basically pointing out the SAA's issue and making sure that the SAA sees that I'm not going to just stand by and wring my hands ineptly and or impotently, or whatever that word is, whatever the word, insanely, whatever the word is. And the other thing is, Honestly, I want the people on the Hill. I want our elected officials to see that we have serious issues with our scientists when they create these little echo chambers. We all know what echo chambers are on social media bubbles, but we got the same goddamn thing going on in the scientific community. And we don't talk about archaeology to begin with, but let them, you know, they can probably clean house in all kinds of different places, I would imagine. Archaeology is the field that I am most aware of the problems in. But anyway, I don't want to sit here and babble about this stuff all night. I just wanted to say thank you guys so much. I mean, the year's ending. I'm recording this, and it's like 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock on December 31st. Driving around, like I said, because I don't have a lot of time to make things happen. And this isn't going to be like some heavily edited thing. It's going to be, hey, I'm old enough that I can get in my vehicle and rant at the camera, and it's supposed to go viral. I've been told, old man ranting about stuff he thinks in vehicle. Oh, this isn't a pickup truck. God damn it. Anyway, thank you guys very much for watching. I really appreciate your support. I hope you have a great new year. Hold someone you love. If you don't have someone you love close to you, call them, email them, send them a letter, text them, remind them that you care, and hopefully they'll remind you that they care. All right. Have a great evening, and we will see you next time.